You're listening to the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown, and I have been guilted into allowing my cousin Slim to have the next section of the show for his ex-girlfriend's new house hunting show. So here's the live feed from the Sudan underground mine.
Everybody, I'm Diana Regina, and this is Cave Hunters. This is my former lover and current platonic business partner, Handyman Slim.
Hold on. Your last name is Regina? Oh, man.
Like the city in Saskatchewan, you jerk.
Saska what? You're making that up. That's not even a real place.
Anyway, we're showing a special property today. It's the former Minos Laboratory on the 27th level of the Sudan Underground Mine in northern Minnesota. We just took a five-minute elevator ride with our first potential buyer. Let's meet her now. Hi, Michelle. What's your first impression?
The curb appeal left something to be desired. And the yard? I need a place for the Pomeranians to run.
An outdoor dog park is an easy way to add value to your home.
Well, you're going to flip when you see this.
Wow. A secret laboratory? Those are so in right now. No granite countertops, though. That's a minus. How many bathrooms?
I just been whizzing in that shaft over
two,
there.
Two toilets, that is. And a shower stall.
Consider adding a sink to your bathroom to prevent the spread of disease.
Oh, strike two. My pom-poms and I like to take sensual baths together.
Well, there's always room for upgrades. With 100,000 square feet of abandoned tunnels and shafts, much of this property hasn't been charted by humans since 1955. Did you notice the lighting? That's authentic white light from industrial lamps.
I did. It really hides the gray in my hair. And the Pomerinos love chasing their own shadows down long corridors. Oh, no!
I'm sure they're fine.
Not if they went down old 38. That's where we lost Gramps.
Old 38 is so deep that miners could feel the heat of the Earth's mantle.
After the break, we'll see what our next buyer thinks of this property.